Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chuck Reese Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios Wednesday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, you heard earlier today, Freaky and Mike Bell were broadcasting from Eastlake at the Tour Championship, and we'll have coverage all weekend long from the event. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our guy, Will Gray, of course, helping the PGA out, overseeing Golf Bet, your source for all things golf and betting, and you can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Will Gray Golf Bet. Will, as always, my friend, appreciate it. Thanks for a few minutes here in the home of the Tour Championship in Atlanta, GA.
Yeah, John, always good to be with you, especially when you get the home game this week up at Eastlake.
Yeah, and before we get in the tournament, I want to ask you, though, a couple of different things. You know, the quotes from Jon Rahm this week in talking about, you know, and again, I know you work for the PGA, and one of their spokespeople kind of tried to downplay the idea of spectators trying to distract golfers and such. But what did you make of the comments from Jon Rahm when he says it happens way more often you guys may hear? It's very, very present. Spectators are very close. They're close enough that they want to say that you're their buddy, or I'll bet $10 he's going to miss. Or what did you make of his comments about golf and spectators and all the betting that goes around it?
Yeah, I mean, it was certainly a story last week with Max Homa at the BMW Championship. I was up there at Olympia Fields, and listen, it's something that as we continue to have more states have legalized betting, and as we get deeper into it from the PGA Tour and a golf bet perspective, it's something that we definitely take seriously, right? So you can't have more betting and yet try and turn away from these instances where it can pop up. I mean, what Rahm said is accurate. You have in no other sport do you have this many front row seats. You can have a front row seat on every single hole, essentially. And so eventually we're going to have times where maybe folks get a little extra hydrated and they start chirping off a little bit. Last week it was a $3 bet between, you know, this guy and the other guy. It wasn't someone that had, you know, $1,000 riding on it at DraftKings or FanDuel or something like that, but it's still an element that we need to regulate, and we're continuing to do so. I mean, those fans were immediately ejected from the BMW last week. It's something that we take very seriously. And the player feedback is also something that is taken seriously as well, because we need to make sure that the players are comfortable with where the sport stands with legalized betting, and we need to make sure that we're moving forward in lockstep with them. So I think it's something that definitely has a ton of positives for the game, and you know, Rahm and Rory McIlroy said that as much this week in terms of, you know, fan engagement and giving people, you know, a reason to watch and go and give them a little excitement when they're on the grounds. But at the same time, we need to make sure that we are doing it in a responsible way.
And Will, as obviously, again, and we're one of the states that is kind of being left behind. That's another discussion for another day with legalized sports gambling. But how much of an increase? I mean, you're in this industry all the time. How much of an increase in golf betting have you seen over the last couple of years as more and more states are legalizing gambling? How much activity has been around the world of golf as far as golf betting goes?
I mean, it's significant. I certainly can feel it when you're on the ground at a state that has legalized betting. Like last week, we were in Illinois, and they have legalized betting, and you have folks walking around with their apps on their phone and talking about the way the odds are moving. And you know, from my perspective, that's good. But at the same time, it's something that we need to take a measured approach with. I think that the area that we are trying to make sure that we move responsibly is the in-game play, right? The live betting, because that's something that, you know, it's prevalent in other sports, but I think golf is especially so, where you can, you know, it's not just about placing a bet on Wednesday before the tournament starts and tuning in Sunday to see who won the tournament. It's about, you know, is John Rahm going to make a bogey or a par on the 10th or 11th hole? And so if you're going to have that sort of offering, you need to make sure that the people that are surrounding John Rahm on the 10th hole are going to be responsible in the way that they act.
Will Gray from GolfBet joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's also talk about the Ryder Cup. We obviously know Scheffler and Wyndham Clark, they're locks. They have qualified to make the team. Cantley, Harmon, Koepka, Homa, I guess most of those guys are going to be on as well. Schauffele, Jordan Spieth. What about some of the guys that are on the bubble? When you talk about a Cameron Young or a Morikawa, Ricky Fowler, where do you think some of those guys are? Are they mostly locks, or, you know, who's kind of that next tier of guys that is most likely to make the Ryder Cup team?
Yeah, right now we've got six spots that locked last week. Six picks will be made by Zach Johnson for the U.S. squad after this week's tour championship, and it feels like there's a lot of probable locks, and then one big wild card. I think guys like you know, Jordan Spieth, Colin Morikawa, Ricky Fowler, those guys got to feel pretty safe. Especially going on the road. The U.S. has not won a Ryder Cup in Europe in 30 years, so they're going to want to have some of that veteran presence. I think Justin Thomas, even though he has not played well this year, he has a great Ryder Cup and match play record. I would be surprised if JT was not on the team. And then it feels like there's one spot left on the team that it, maybe Cam Young has the inside track, but he's not in the field this week at Eastlake among those 30 players. So it opens up a window for maybe Sam Burns, maybe Lucas Glover. If they have a standout week and kind of force the hand of Zach Johnson, say, hey, you have to pick me, I think that that spot might come at the expense of someone like Cam Young, who has not won on the PGA Tour and has not yet been on the Ryder Cup.
Traditionally, how is this course played? I mean, you know, this tournament at this time of the year, it's immensely hot. You know, again, we're, you know, in the hottest month of the year that we have here in the state of Georgia. I mean, it's not like April when the Masters is taking place. This is the dead of summertime, like dead red of heat and humidity in summertime. How has this course been for golfers over the years, just as far as not even just the course, but in dealing with the elements and things like that that you have to deal with?
It's certainly a bit of a trade-off. I mean, I think that this is part of the larger, you know, schedule adjustment that the PGA Tour went through 5 or 6 years ago and trying to move off of early September and get away from the NFL. So the, you know, that's the trade-off, is if you want to have a standalone week for your showcase event, it's probably going to be in late August when it's dead red. I mean, I'm in Florida. I feel that heat that you guys have as well. So I definitely get it. The course at Eastlake holds up pretty well, I think, if you ask the players. There's some quirks about it being Bermuda grass, especially when you get in the rough. You're not really sure how it's going to come out, but the greens are always so pure. It's one of the trademarks of Eastlake, and the course this week is in as good of shape as you've come to expect and as the players have come to expect. So it's going to still be a firm test with as much water and trouble as you have out there. It's easy to go the wrong way, even though a lot of these guys are starting the week under par, especially with Scottie Scheffler starting the week at 10 under. But it's not going to be a cruise for all 30 of those guys, for sure.
Will, take away the – and I know this is not easy, but take away the amount of money aspect of this tournament – When it comes to the golfers, I mean, I know it's not a major, obviously, and it's, you know, again, it's never going to be the biggest tournament in this state. But as far as just where this tournament is amongst the golfers or the industry insiders and things like that. How do they view this tournament? I mean, again, I know it's a big money tournament, but just as far as the cachet and the course and everything that goes along with it, what do the insiders and the golfers themselves think about this tournament?
I think that it's certainly been in the annual rotation, so to speak, where it started to get its own personality and its own feel. I think that where it falls in the schedule, a lot of people use this to round out resumes. I think if you look at the top, right now, I would say Jon Rahm probably has the edge for Player of the Year, but it's maybe a little close with Scheffler and Rory McIlroy. If Rahm comes back and wins this week, he puts a stamp on 2023 as this was my year. And I think similarly, Scotty Scheffler looks at this as a chance to get, you know, he's had such a great year statistically. And I think if you ask him, he feels like he hasn't gotten as much out of it as he would have hoped. He's won twice. He won the Players, a huge event, but still, for as well as he's played, you feel like he should have won three or four times. This is an opportunity for him to get a little bit more out of the season and look back and say, all right, I was the guy from bell to bell, the season-long champ for 2023. So I think that that's how guys look at it, somewhat of a qualitative measure. Even you look back to last year with Rory McIlroy, it really meant a lot to him to come out on top and to put that stamp on his season, even though he didn't win a major. It's definitely something that guys rank in that discussion, even though it's below the four that everyone knows.
So, obviously, you're involved in golf betting and odds and all this good kind of stuff. So, give me an idea. Who are some guys that could surprise this weekend and maybe are some long shots that could win you some money? Or, you know, who are some of the betting favorites right now for this tournament?
Yeah, this isn't a week for the long shots, both because it's a short field, 30 guys, and because of the staggered start where you literally have Scotty Scheffler starting with a two-shot advantage. I think I saw this week if he had started, if you give him two extra shots on every start he made this year, he would have either won or been in the playoff 56% of the time.
Wow.
So he's always been in the mix. I would expect him to be in the mix again this week. In the 4 years since this format has started, the winner has either been the number one seed or Rory McIlroy. Rory's done it twice coming from behind, so he's someone to watch. I think if you go down the board, Xander Schauffele, who's starting six or seven shots back, he has a really good track record at East Lake, so he's someone to keep an eye on. But for the most part, I think if you go down there's 30 guys in the field. I think if you go through the top four, the guys that are starting from 10 under down to 6 under, and that's Scheffler, Hovland, who won last week, Rahm and Rory, I think your winner is going to be from that group, and it's just a matter of which one kind of nudges ahead of the other three.
Will, last question for you. How do the guys like this format? I mean, obviously it's a little different format, but again, it's a unique tournament, you know, in just, you know, when and where and everything like that, you know, being played with those, you know, this, what's at stake here. How do guys like this type of tournament with, you know, the staggered, you know, scoring and things like that? Like, how do they like this overall?
I think it depends on who you ask. I think the general sentiment is it's easy to understand. It's a little bit more straightforward than in previous years when you kind of had the dual trophy shot where you had one guy win the Tour Championship and one guy win the FedEx Cup, and you're trying to do math and permutations and projections on how many points your T4 gets you versus a T5. So this is more straightforward. When you tune in on Saturday and Sunday, you know, hey, he's leading. If he wins, he's going to win the whole thing. I still think it's hard to strike that balance between having an 11-month season, essentially. Next year, it's going to change where the 2024 season goes back to the calendar, so we're starting fresh in January. We're not doing the wraparound stuff anymore. But when you have a season of that length, it's hard to balance having a season-long champion where you want to reward someone like Scotty Scheffler, who has been so dominant for the past 9, 10, 11 months, versus giving the bottom five in the field a chance to win it all. And so you have to try and strike that balance where the guys up top feel like, hey, there's probably a little too much volatility. The guys at the bottom say, hey, I don't have as much of a chance as I need to in order to really make a run. So, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I think they're trying their best to find a sweet spot. We're 5 years into this new format. I think it's provided a lot of excitement and entertainment, especially last year with Rory and Scheffler going down the stretch on Sunday. Hopefully we have another battle like that, maybe two or three guys really duking it out down the back nine, and we'll see. But anytime you're trying to balance 10 months with 72 holes and give everyone a chance on either side of it, it's tough to strike the balance.
I said last question, but I want maybe just a 30-second answer on another thing. Is there any extra motivation for golfers from sponsors or different things like that that's associated with this? I mean, besides just the prize money itself, are golfers, you know, is there any kinds of bonuses with sponsors or anything like that, that there's maybe extra incentive to win a tournament like this?
I would use the Don Draper line. That's what the money's for. You know, I think that all these guys have the prestige of, they want to be the season-long champion. They want their name on the FedEx Cup. There's a lot of perks that come with just making this elite field. You have a two-year exemption now. You're in all the majors in 2024. So just getting to East Lake is a huge achievement. And then from there, you kind of jostle it out, and you're playing for bragging rights and a whole lot of money.
Will Gray, he is our golf guy and oversees Golf Bet, your source for all things golf and betting. He is on Twitter, at Will Gray Golf Bet, and join me on the WadeFord.com hotline. Will, as always, my friend, appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for all season long being with us here, and we will certainly talk again here soon.
Yeah, sounds good, John. Be well.
You got it. When we come back from the top of the hour, will be time for the Falcons flyover. All your news and notes, and we'll hear from Arthur Smith, Desmond Ritter, and Bijan Robinson. I guess it's Bijan now, right? It's not Bijan.
Bijan.
No.
Isn't it Bijan?
Isn't it Bijan?
No, Bijan. Bijan.
Excuse me? Gesundheit. Anyway, all that next. Chuck from the Kia Studios. Sports right now to the game, Odyssey.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.